Hello and welcome back to the Shelton Podcast. I am upper school film teacher Hunter Deusing, and I am joined by middle school teacher and Shelton alum Courtney Dios. Say hello, Courtney.
Hello.
And also joining us is Shelton senior Peter Deathrow. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
So, Peter, you came to Shelton in your sophomore year.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what life was like pre-Shelton and what brought you to our hallowed halls here?
So, pre-Shelton, I attended a college preparatory school in Dallas, and I attended there fifth grade through ninth grade. And when I went in fifth grade, I didn't really know what a learning difference was. I wasn't aware that that was abnormal because both my brother and my father have very large amounts of ADD and the inability of sitting still. So that wasn't something that was abnormal in my house. But when I reached high school, it was kind of a culture shock because, I mean, high school alone is a culture shock to both middle school and lower school. But it was interesting to see the difference in the way that I needed my accommodations and I needed to learn how to advocate for myself. And the school I was at just made that really difficult. So I decided to move to Shelton, and I've really learned how to take my confidence, and I've been given so many more opportunities, and I've gained the ability to be more involved and have more of a social life. So now I'm involved in student council, Chargers for Change. I'm fifth in the state for cross country, and this year I just decided to join theater because it's fun.
And what show did you just get done with?
We just did Into the Woods.
And which role did you play?
I was the narrator, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. How did you find Shelton? What made you pick Shelton over other schools?
I found Shelton through one of my best friends in middle school. She left the same school I was at in sixth grade and came over to Shelton, and she and I stayed in close contact over middle school and through high school. So when I started talking to her about the difference between our classes, she was telling me how small her class sizes were and how accommodating her teachers were and just the different style of learning and how personalized it is. So that's when I decided that I wanted to move over.
So at what point did you feel like you needed the change? Like, even though you didn't know much about a learning difference, but at what point did you go, I need something different? This is not working for me.
Well, definitely. I mean, seventh grade was probably the hardest year of middle school, just overall, not, you know, academically and socially. It was both just very difficult, which is pretty common for most people. So I just kind of didn't think of it seventh grade. But then when I got into eighth grade, it was definitely more alarming, but I had already developed my social group and I had an amazing support system at my school, so I wanted to stay there. And then freshman year came along and I was like, okay, I'm kind of ready. I would like that change.
So this is something you ended up approaching your parents about, that you did the research, you did all the findings, and you went to your parents and said, this is what I need.
Yes. So I went to my parents and said I wanted to look into Shelton, and that was kind of its own conversation because I struggled with my grades freshman year, so we were having lots of meetings with administrators at the school I attended, and so we didn't even have time to consider another option just because we were so busy trying to keep me where I was and make sure that I was able to, you know, have another option. So towards the end of the year, I decided that I was done and I wanted to move to Shelton. So I called Shelton and we finally worked it out. My parents toured the first week of May and I shadowed a student during the week before finals.
So you're the one that made the call as a freshman in high school and saying, this is where to get information or say, I want to come visit.
Yeah, I looked online, I read up on it, and I approached my parents and they scheduled everything within. And so Shelton, within like a week, Shelton called my parents and they scheduled the tour, and then they scheduled a visit for me and a meeting with the head of upper school so I could start kind of coming over.
I mean, that's huge as a freshman. I mean, that's, and really, it's very common when you hear student stories, you know, I guess with students now coming, because when I went here years ago, parents didn't know much about learning differences. So there was no, oh, something must be wrong. It was just, okay, do we need to tutor more? Do we need, you just not getting it? But now with people knowing more about learning differences and you saying, I need something different, parents are like, okay, let's go. Let's look into other options. And I think that's awesome that you're the one that called. And I think a lot of students are now, or kids your age or high school age, are actually the ones reaching out instead of parents being the one reaching out and going, hey, by the way, you're visiting a school next week. So that's very cool.
Yeah, that shows a really remarkable level of initiative on your part. That's very impressive. And, you know, speaking of initiative, do you think that you would have gotten as involved at another place as you are here? Because you are very involved. You're president of student council. You're in theater. You're in Chargers for Change, et cetera.
President Track. Of president, Chargers.
President. Char- oh, you're president of Chargers for Change, too. Yes. You're president of many things.
Well, but and not only that, but you have, that's all school based. We're not even, we haven't even reached becoming fifth in the state for cross country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole nother level of training outside of school.
Sure.
And keeping up your grades and senior getting ready for college. So with all of that on your plate and school, how do you balance all those? And also with his question of, do you feel like going somewhere else would have given you the opportunity?
If I were somewhere else, I wouldn't have been, well, number one, I don't think I would have had time to get involved, just because I would have been not struggling, but mainly working on school stuff outside of school. But at Shelton, I only have about, you know, I mean, on a rough night, probably an hour and a half of homework. So that gives me time to do my running and training for cross country. And then all the other stuff I have to do. But I love being involved in Shelton because I'm just grateful for all the opportunities that they've given me and everything I've been able to do since I've been here.
Which, when we talked earlier, you mentioned something about keeping up with other friends who were sad to see you go and leave Shelton and thinking that, what are you going to do after? And you kind of looking back on that now and keeping up with them, you've talked about, we're applying to the same schools, which you've gotten into and they haven't, but also your social skills are above and beyond maybe others that you used to be in school with, say freshman year. And so being involved allows you to, I guess, build those communication skills, social skills, not being scared to get out there and get involved, because later on, as you'll find beyond Shelton, that becomes a huge part of what you do later. And so, I mean, even with that, kind of talking towards being at Shelton, what do you feel like Shelton has equipped you with and your experience on after?
Well, Shelton has equipped me with all, you know, I mean, they're known for their organization systems. So I've been equipped with all that, all their color coding and all the different folders that somehow combined into one binder, and just all the ways that I've learned how to, you know, I mean, keeping my computer organized and saving everything on Google Drive and communicating with my teachers and learning how to advocate for myself. But the one thing that Shelton has really taught me is how to maintain those friendships that I was worried about losing when I left my other school, and, you know, keeping the ones I wanted and maybe not paying attention to the ones that I didn't necessarily need. So that's been probably the biggest thing I've learned, is just how to, you know, make sure I manage my time for the other people that don't go to school with me.
So what are your plans for next year, speaking of leaving Shelton?
My plans for next year are to either attend Colorado State University in Fort Collins or St. Edward's University in Austin. And I will be hopefully studying business, but, you know, that could change. And right now I would like to do something in real estate, maybe real estate development or sales. I haven't decided that yet.
Well, you've got some time to figure that out.
Yeah.
It always changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not for me. I went in history degree, boom, done.
Right? Mine was business and ended up graduating graphic design. So, but that's the beauty of college. You go in there, you find what you enjoy. And, you know, the one part I feel like for me that Shelton peeled away is kind of understanding what I was good at. And so just a question for you, being that I feel like Shelton kind of peels away those layers, something you didn't know before you got here about yourself, what's one of the things you feel like you've learned about yourself along the journey?
Probably the most important thing I've learned is my ability to be a leader. Probably, and I mean, that probably comes along with some of the confidence that I gained from being here. But at my other school, I was not really that involved in outside things and being a leader. But here, I'm the president of two clubs. I am a huge part of the cross country team, and I enjoy it. And that's what I look forward to in my day.
And just jumped on the bandwagon of a musical because, and yeah, you know, the beauty of Shelton is allowing you, it doesn't matter if you're a sports jock or if you are in drama or theater, those roles can overlap and join, because here I feel like more people are so accepting of all of our talents and not just you're over here and you're over there. And so it kind of allows you to experience things you probably never would have experienced, which I think is the beauty of this. And I think you're such a great example for what is a representative of Shelton and what we do here. And so I think for the years to come, hopefully you'll come back and just share your story, because I think it's so important from where you were before and where you've come and, you know, and where you're going.
Yeah. No, I mean, Shelton definitely has an amazing support system with all the students and teachers. You know, the week of the musical, we stay here Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday till 10 p.m. And all of our teachers know that. And they say, hey, you know, if you're in the musical and you're struggling a little bit, come in the morning or turn this in a little late and we won't penalize you. So the Shelton community is just the right size. It's big enough to where everyone can find their own group and have lots of different friends, but it's small enough to where, you know, I know everyone and I can communicate with everyone.
I think the key word there is a community.
Community.
It's not just a school.
No,
it's a community, and it's a family. And I think you feel like even when you leave, that family is still here.
You still have that support.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap it up. What do y'all think?
I think so too.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Peter.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Awesome.